Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we pick up some personal poetry. Picking up a personal poem is no different than picking a name of a baby. The naming is new, full of possibilities, it feels exciting, and has an impact on future identity. However, you may not have time to get some fertility and a 9-month incubation going, so let's find your personal poem faster than a C-section or a trip down the birth canal. Speaking of trips, when was the last time you were transported outside of yourself? Some might say, during a session with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, on a deep sea scuba dive, while performing on stage, a near-death experience, or just every night you hit the sack. How about you? It is thrilling to think about leaving our identities and exploring another, and we do it every day. Not just in the examples we have mentioned already, but when we choose an avatar, when we make a face emoji, when we take on a role in Dungeons & Dragons roleplay, or just a new persona when on vacay. And why? Because it is liberating when we can have the option to find identity in someone else and alter a new poem of You Inc. And how do we pick our new personal poem's name? Well, first, begin to imagine words that describe the furthest reaches of who you are and who you want to be. Not what your husband, mother, son, boss think your name is. Daydream with these words. Wander. A stream of consciousness. Listen for the opposite. If you're getting serious, get silly. If you're getting silly, get serious. Break rules. Surprise yourself. So, for example, a force of nature, a tornado, a vortex, wild wind, destructive, leveling, groundbreaking, unstoppable, forceful, unpredictable, frightening, bone-chilling, formidable. Just pile on the words. Don't think. See images. Daydream with words. Wander. And in the end, you come up with this new poem for yourself to access whenever you need to escape, recharge, or just take a break from being you. And don't forget to give that poem a new name. So, yesterday, my name was Bambi. Tomorrow, my name will be Thunder. And if you would like to get updates on shows, guests, tools, books, appearances, and other helpful messages about your brand, text You Inc. to 40691, a free service provided by Baytech Mobile. My pro tip, an annual festival in the deep parts of the Nevada desert called Burning Man embodies this taking on another name to assume an identity free of what is called the default world. The sandy city of 70,000 contains names as varied as Quiggles, Dragonheart, Firefly, Midnight, Chickadee, Dr. Chocolate, Victorious, Hollywood, Oz as examples. And these are just some of the names of my campmates at the Heebie-Jeebies camp. And my playa name is Ground Score. And if you haven't started to get the sensation of liberation from all this personal poetry yet, perhaps it's time to inspect for mental shackles. Time for our movie motivation. In keeping with the Burning Man theme, which is where I'll be when you listen to this today, and in honor of founder Larry Harvey, who suffered a major stroke this week and who passed away, the film Spark, A Burning Man Story, is a 2013 documentary that shares the poeticism of this truly unique event. Spark takes us behind the curtain with Burning Man organizers and participants and how the ideals of a new world based on freedom and inclusion collide with the realities of the default world. To learn more about poeticism and how Hanif Abdurraqib uses his time to only answer to himself to keep his personal poetry thriving, listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM at 2:30 p.m. on Saturdays, or live stream at wcbe.org with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.